There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 3 August 2015. It is Monday. Coming to you from the beautiful villa in Mineola, Texas. It is absolutely gorgeous down here. Wish you were all with us. And we certainly have a lot of the Power Hour listeners here today. And I'm telling you, it is just so inspiring to meet all of these people. We've got people from as far as South Africa here, and it's just so inspiring to see people who are intent on wanting to do the best for their lives. And I welcome you. We had a replay the first hour, but we'll be live the second and third hour. Mark Passio will be joining me today, independent researcher, public speaker, radio host himself. And his focus is on metaphysics, occultism, spirituality, symbology, and conscientious studies. We're going to be talking in terms of what is going on and what on earth is happening in this country today. And Mark, thank you so much for joining us today.
Joyce, thank you so much for inviting me back onto the show.
Absolutely. Glad to have you back again. You know, I was listening to some of your interesting interviews that you have done, and you have a fascinating definition of what government is. And I was wondering if you would share that with the listeners, because the premise of what you talk about is different than most people. And I really like finding out what's behind the thoughts that someone presents. But let's just start with what your premise about what government is all about.
Well, government in itself is based upon this idea of human authority, being real and in existence in the natural world. And this is a belief system. It's not anything that is backed by reality, because all authority really is the idea that a certain group of people have the moral right to issue commands to another group of people that have a moral obligation to obey those commands. And these are, of course, called man's laws. Man's laws are all based in authority, and they are based in moral relativism as well. Moral relativism is the notion that there is no objective standard of right and wrong behavior, that right and wrong can be arbitrarily decided based on the whims and likes and dislikes of a certain group of people, and that they can then be that can then be enforced by coercion and violence. So all government to me is something that is a belief system. It is a religion, and the word government itself is based in two Latin root words. The word gubernare in Latin means to control, and the word mentis in Latin means the mind. So without a state of being willing to be controlled mentally, the state of government externally in physical reality really could not exist. It's a belief system. It's an illusion. It's a structure that does not exist naturally in reality, and is solely a construct of minds that are essentially either craving for power or wanting to be led, and it's based in imbalance in the human psyche. So that's where I see all government. And the main reason I see it that way is because of the inherent contradiction when it comes to man's law being morally relative. In other words, to me, and to, I think, people who think according to reason, and understand the difference between right and wrong behavior, an action can only either be a right or a wrong. It can only either be an action that does not cause harm to another and therefore is a right, or an action that causes harm to another being and therefore is a wrongdoing. You can't have it both ways. So either something is a wrongdoing and hence a crime and is a violation of natural law, or it's a right.
Well, that information, I think, coupled with what's going on in the world today, is where we are in a government of violence, a government of violence. I want you to talk about that when we get back from this break. A government of violence, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Way not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Way tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world and doing the next right and honorable thing. That's why we're talking to Mark Passio today, because he is trying to help people understand the control that we are living within. And then, of course, my question is, how do we remove ourselves from this control? His website is whatonearthishappening.com. He's got a lot of excellent, outstanding interviews there. And freeyourmindconference.com. Whatonearthishappening.com and freeyourmindconference.com. We were talking about government before the break, and government is an incredible amount of control and an incredible amount of violence, and it's getting worse. And during the break, you and I were talking about the recent situation where the lady was stopped, and she eventually died as a result of whatever, we're not sure yet, because of failure to signal when she changed lanes. Now, people are trying to make sense of this, and some people are just glossing over it like, oh, this happens all the time. This has got to stop, Mark. This cannot go on.
Without a doubt, because, I mean, this individual harmed no one and did a minor infraction in the rules of traffic, and a police officer pulled her out of her car and said to her that he would light her up if she didn't comply with his every order, meaning shoot her to kill her. And I mean, just imagine being threatened with death by gunfire, you know, being threatened with death with a firearm, by a firearm wielded by someone just because you did some minor infraction against the rules of traffic that the state has laid down, and it didn't even result in harm to any other individual. I mean, this is where we're at because of this false religion. I mean, let's just call government what it is. It is a false religion. It is a cult belief system. That is what it is, ultimately. And the believers in this religion called authority have essentially become mindless, order-following cult members for all intents and purposes. I mean, I try not to pull any punches and use very plain, easy-to-understand language and try to tell people how it really is, regardless of whether they get upset by that or not. And, you know, that's where we've come in the modern day. These cult order followers have a belief system that, you know, they are the absolute gods of this society now, and they can just, you know, mete out their version of justice as they see fit according to, you know, the orders that they've been given and the laws that they are, you know, employed to enforce by whatever amount of violence they feel necessary to enforce them. It's people on a power trip with a very poor sense of self-worth and bad self-esteem. These are the kind of people that are being hired to do this job, and you know, they don't want their quote-unquote authority challenged. And you know, people have to get out of this notion that you have to listen to every single thing that is told to you by someone in a position of authority. You know, if you're harming no one else, that is a right, and there is nobody that really has the right to tell you that you can't perform behaviors that are rights. I mean, you go back to what I was talking about in the first segment when it comes to all government and all of man's laws being based in moral relativism. I mean, I just ask people to think about the simple inherent contradiction that something can be legal in one place or at one time and then suddenly be made illegal in even that same place at a different time. Or, you know, something is legal in one place at a particular time, and in another place, maybe just across a state border, or even a, you know, a city border, it's illegal there. So you could do the same action in one place, and nothing can happen. There are no consequences for it. Everybody thinks it's just fine and normal behavior. But if you perform that same action across an imaginary line called a state border, you could be thrown in a cage as a result of the performance of that behavior. Well, what happened there, folks? I mean, is the action in one geographic region a wrongdoing that can actually cause harm to somebody, and then over here in a different geographic region, there is no harm that results, and therefore it's a right? How could you have both of those scenarios playing out at the same time? I mean, you just think about it from a pure logical perspective, and man's law doesn't make sense on its face. You could tell, you could recognize the inherent moral relativism of man's law just by a simple example that laws, you know, actions can be considered rights in one place and they can be considered wrongdoings that are punishable by crime in another place. You can't have it both ways.
Oh, but Mark, we have this social contract that says if I get to ride on your streets and if I get to use your water and if I get to fill in the blank, then I owe you, and it's my responsibility to pony up and do whatever you say in return for that.
I don't know about you, Joyce, but I never signed any such contract, you know. I mean, the idea that people lose their rights because of services is ridiculous. I mean, you know, because you accept television service into your house, do you lose your rights to free speech or assembly? You know, because you accept water service into your house, do you lose your rights to express yourself or the rights of to believe in whatever religion you want to believe in? I mean, the whole point that somebody can offer services that are not refusable is another ridiculous notion. I mean, if a service isn't refusable, is it a service or is it a coercion that is being forced upon you? You know, and people will always cite the fact that, you know, if it wasn't this way, something else would go wrong. And see, this is a fear-based form of consciousness. This is fear-based mentality. And fear is only going to get you more and more disorder. You can never create order based in a consciousness of fear. The main form of consciousness, the main modality of consciousness, I should say the modality of unconsciousness that people are perpetuating government through is the fear of chaos. This is the number one deeply seated psychological fear in humanity. I ask people all the time, and people always give the same answer to this question when I ask it, sadly. If you could choose between either being in a state of total safety and security, where your needs physically may be met, and you're not in any kind of harm or threat, but all of your rights were being curtailed, or many of your rights were being curtailed, or, in other words, so you were living under a state of control and coercion, or the other scenario would be that there was a constant threat of danger and chaos. However, you reserved all of your natural rights as a human being, and you had to be totally responsible in a state of true freedom. Which scenario would you pick? And inevitably, almost everybody I ask that question to says they would choose safety and security if they knew that they weren't being bodily threatened, if they had to give up and have some of their rights curtailed. For me, my mindset never, ever, ever has worked like that. I would rather take complete chaos. I would rather take complete uncertainty. I would rather have complete danger lurking around every corner and be a totally free being with all of my rights reserved. Rather than accept all kinds of, restrictions upon my rights and be safe. That's
and
just
I
me.
Know that you would do that. Let's go back to the event where the lady is pulled over mm-hmm. and for failure to signal in changing lanes, and the police officer comes up to her window. Obviously, she, wouldn't put her cigarette out, so that scene is licensed to do whatever, I guess. She was being contrary. And
right.
This idea that you must adhere to every single thing they say, though, if you don't, unfortunately, in the real world, you end up losing your life.
Right.
I mean, we have to acquiesce. There's no other way around it. Now, maybe afterwards, there's something that we can do about it then. But during that time, I mean, I don't want to see anybody antagonizing a police officer, because they will end up in that situation, possibly.
Well, the main thing is they don't fear any consequences to their behavior. If someone else treated a woman like that on the street, the person might fear the consequence to their behavior physically.
Bingo.
In the form of physical reprisal taken upon them by other members of society. Unfortunately, police officers have no such fear because the society is convinced that they have some magical right that doesn't actually exist in nature to do these harmful behaviors to other people unchallenged.
Right.
See, yes, acting individually against somebody in that capacity physically is probably only going to result in your physical harm or murder. However, if a whole lot of people, if there was reprisal on a massive scale for people that acted this way and performed such absolute immoral wrongdoing, and they had to fear physical reprisal because people did not believe that they had the quote-unquote authority to act like this and behave like this toward a fellow human being, then maybe they'd have a little bit more fear in them before they thought about acting that way.
Absolutely.
And I fear until that happens, until the public is at that level of being willing to fight back physically if necessary. Of course, fight back, mentally and ideologically, and stop believing in this notion of authority and government altogether. But, trying to reel this behavior in is a first step. And if it doesn't stop, then I personally think you have to take matters into your hands at some point, even in the physical domain. And I think we need to begin having that discussion. I think we're at the point in our society where that discussion needs to be tabled. It needs to be on people's
minds. How do we have that discussion? How do we?
How did the founders have that discussion before the American Revolution? They just started putting the idea out that man has a right to be free and has a right to live free from coercion, violence, and slavery. And if you need to break those chains physically, so be it.
Okay, we've got a break. We've got a four-minute break. We'll be back. Mark Passio is our guest today. And we're going to talk about order following. How did this get started, and how are we going to stop it, ladies and gentlemen? We'll be back.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
After the hour, wherever you're sitting, here at the Villa. It is absolutely beautiful and so inspiring with all the incredible 50 different Power Hour listeners. I'll tell you more about it in the third hour. Joining me today is Mark Passio. What on earth is happening? What on earth is happening? Boy, that's a question we've been asking ourselves a lot lately. Mark, when we were talking about the event that occurred with the lady who ended up dead as a result of we're not sure what, but I'm sure that policeman was just following orders, or
yes.
Was he some rogue cop? Have an email here from Sylvia, wants to know, is this what the police academies are actually teaching people now, and that's why so many of these events are occurring? Your opinion on that, please.
Without a doubt, they are teaching that they are to be obeyed unquestioningly, and you are to get 100% compliance and obedience from the public, who they are now calling civilians within police training academies. That's what they refer to in military terms, as if, you know, they are the military, because that's what this is. These are militarized police forces with a military mentality. And what is a military for? A military is there, a standing army is there to fight a war. And that is what the police have become. They have become soldiers in a war against the public. If you don't believe that, folks, I'm sorry to tell you, you're very, very, very naive. If you don't understand that we're already in a place, we are already living in a country with militarized police forces, and that is one of the hallmark signs of a totalitarian regime. We are already living in a soft form of totalitarianism that is perpetuated through covert control, through the control of the mind, through acquiescence to the state willingly, through mind control. That's what we're living in. But they would prefer to keep it as a covert totalitarian regime, but they're not above going full-scale, hot totalitarian and maintaining overt control, where people just, you know, are told, you're our subjects, we're your rulers, and we will do whatever we want unchallenged. That's where they would, you know, even prefer to get it. And they'll be willing to do that because they have enough order followers who will go along with whatever command that they are issued by their so-called leaders in government, and they don't have a conscience. They don't have the knowledge of the difference between right and wrong behavior. They certainly won't exercise conscience, and they won't choose to refuse their orders, because these people have been indoctrinated into a cult, these order followers. This is what the whole breakdown of the personality through training and, exercises and boot camp and, you know, training academies are all about. It's about putting somebody into a mentality that is similar to how the followers of a cult are brainwashed, through isolation. In other words, segregating them from the rest of human society and putting them all by themselves, isolated away, so that no voice of reason can reach their eyes and ears. And then you have to make them all the same, so that you're molding everybody in a similar way. You know, that conformity aspect of the techniques of breaking down the personality is so important. You know, you have to shed the old identity. The old identity can't be tolerated. You know, we have to make everybody exactly the same, use uniforms to create sameness in their appearance, and, you know, run them through all kinds of drills and have them repeat mottos over and over, you know, so that they all look alike, they all sound alike, you know, and then you put them through your indoctrination training after that, you know. So now you have them isolated from the community, and they're all looking and sounding alike, and now now that you've broken down the old identity, you're going to put the new identity in them through indoctrination. You're going to keep repeating the same things over and over again to them. You're going to train them like an animal. An animal receives training. You know, a human being is supposed to be educated and receive, you know, knowledge. But they call this training, literally. It's a training academy. Well, that's exactly what you put an animal through, is training. And you do this through endless repetition. That's how indoctrination is ultimately conducted. Endless repetition. You repeat the same thing over and over and over again through repeated phrases and chants and songs. Okay, like you see the army members being put through. Mm-hmm. And then the last technique of that these order followers are put through is trauma. Physical trauma and emotional trauma. You know, that they're put through high levels of activity to the point of exhaustion, and then, you know, they're put through verbal and psychological abuse in these training camps as well. It
just
all
like
ends
military,
up
yeah.
creating
all right,
the perfect
robot. We got a 3-minute break. We'll be back after the 3-minute break. Mark Passio is our guest, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Order following is what we're talking about today. Stay tuned.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit CheckbookIRA.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. CheckbookIRA.com. CheckbookIRA.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Mark Passio is our guest today. Let me remind you, we've got a lot of things on special at the Power Mall. Please take advantage of Dr. Mary's Monkey. That's evidence of top-secret medical experimentation and the cover-ups. It is a phenomenal story. I mean, I have to believe that it's true. I have to think that, yes, this did happen because so many of the facts bear out of the story in Dr. Mary's Monkey. And in Me and Lee, which is the story about Lee Harvey Oswald that his girlfriend wrote. So please, or his wife wrote, please take advantage of getting Me and Lee and Dr. Mary's Monkey. Also, we have the book Herbal Vinegar on special, Herbal Mixtures and Spicy Blends, and also the book Paleo Vegan. The spices are on special still. Any spice that you want, and I'm telling you, there's so many that we have at the Power Mall. Everything from organic black pepper to Thai seasoning. It's just everything that we, there's about 60-some available at the Power Mall, and I encourage you to get them while they're on sale. They last for a long time, so take advantage of getting those spices and the book Healing Spices, how to use 50 everyday and exotic spices to boost health and beat disease. Shadow Ring, available at the Power Mall. Mark Passio is in that. It's available for $13.46. And also State of the Mind, The Psychology of Control, and, of course, A Noble Lie. So take advantage of getting the Power Hour items on special. Willard Water, still on special. Their Organosil liquid silicone, organic silicone, liquid silica on special. Give us a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Or go to thepowermall.com. Also, Dr. Junker's products are all on special. So if you need some more lung tablets, heart tablets, grape seed extract, adrenal tablets, they're all on special at the Power Mall. 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. We're talking to Mark Passio today. What on earth is happening is the question, and it's just crazy. You know, Mark, that's what everybody says. It's just crazy. This is just bizarre. But I don't want the bizarre to become the norm, and that's what I'm afraid is happening. Do you see that taking place?
Without a doubt. Everywhere around me, I see people who have almost wholesale accepted this absolute state of insanity as the status quo and everyday life, and just that's how it is, and that's normal. And they don't have the understanding of how it got that way. They don't have the understanding of the causal factors that have taken place in the human mind that have led to this condition of slavery and violence in our world. And they certainly don't have the imagination to imagine their way out of this mess by what we could be doing differently. They are resolved to it being this way. And I don't think that that is any way to live. I think that's a good way to die, you know, if that's what you want, you know, to just lay down and accept tyranny. But, you know, that's not my style. That's not my my personality. And I just can't imagine how many people have given up because that's, you know, the quickest way to bring this tyranny in faster and as hot as possible. We have to be persistent in our gathering of information regarding the causal factors of this problem. And that means we have to go to what makes someone want to live in a state of slavery. Because, you know, people will say, well, Mark, how could you say that? How does anybody want to live as a slave? Is that true? Do people enjoy this condition? Do they want this condition? The answer, sadly, is yes, they want it. If people did not want this condition on a mass scale, the small amount of people, even with their order followers, who perpetuate the condition of human slavery could not accomplish it. They could not accomplish it with the public's without the public's willing acquiescence.
You know, that's an important point.
Yes.
I think we need to make that point over and over again. We have acquiesced. We have put ourselves in the position of trusting two guys from each state to go to the Senate and think that all of our problems are going to be taken care of for we the people. We have set up police departments that now rule over us. So now that we're at this point and it's all about following orders, I don't care if it's military or law enforcement, where do we start? Is it getting those people in law enforcement and in military to realize that just following orders means that they're going to be doing unethical, immoral things? Or where do we start to say no?
That is a good place. You can begin there. I always recommend people to talk to people involved in law enforcement or government at any level and try to bring them out of their indoctrination and their false religion. I mean, let's just put it. See, the campaign that I'm coining and I'm going to begin, and I'm probably going to put a subsection on my website about this campaign and how we can approach people who have been indoctrinated into this cult of order followers. I call it "Quit Your Cult," okay, for a catchphrase,
like
you know,
that.
Because these people are cult members. They don't understand how exactly similar the techniques that have put them into this mind state that they are currently in as as an order follower, they are the techniques that have done that are exactly identical, not just similar, but exactly identical to all of the techniques that are used to indoctrinate cult members throughout history.
Wow.
They're no different. You know, and I ran through a few of them in the last segment. I cover them more extensively in my presentation on order followers that I gave at the Free Your Mind 3 conference this past April, which the videos are going to be out very, very shortly. They are finished being edited and are, you know, very soon forthcoming in their release to the public. So people should check that out, where I go into some of those techniques in detail, and I've gone over those techniques of cults in detail in my podcast on my website at whatonearthishappening.com. But that is one of the solutions, is definitely the non-support of dominators, the non-support of order followers, recognizing that order following is not a virtue. It never should be looked at as a virtue, especially by people who consider themselves Christian people. You know, this is one of the things that I find as one of the huge contradictions in among so-called religious adherents, especially to the Christian religion.
Now you're touching on a really important area here. And because of the acquiescence or the ability to get the quote-unquote Christian people to conform to whatever rule, regulation, code, or law comes down the pike,
right,
they've been able to reach that segment of the population who might have a moral conscience that says, no, this is wrong.
That's right. That's exactly right, Joyce. You know, you can't serve two masters. You know, you can't believe in the God of creation as a God of goodness that wants human beings to be free and wants us to have free will and accept that government is authority. How can those two ideas be held simultaneously in the same mind without any inherent contradiction? You know, if there's a God that is the authority that created the natural world, created the universe, and put all the laws of not only the physical universe, but the laws of morality into effect in creation, then how could you say that that's the God you serve and then believe that government is also authority when government is comprised of people, men and women? You know, are they authorities over other people, or is the God of creation the authority of the universe? You know, I just see the inherent contradiction between those two things. It's sad to me that people who call themselves Christian people cannot recognize the inherent contradiction between that, and this is because government has convinced people over the millennia that they are ordained to be in this position of authority by the God of creation. I mean, if that's not a BS story, if there ever was one, you know, they can sell anybody anything. You know, if they got people to believe that God put me in this position of authority, I am here ruling over other people because God wants that. I mean, imagine how brainwashed somebody has to be to accept a ridiculous claim like that. And yet many people who allegedly call themselves Christian, I don't look at them as true Christians. I call them Christians in name only, you know, because they're just making the claim that they live according to Christian ideals and Christian values, when what real Christianity is ultimately about is treating other people as you would want to be treated and not doing the things to them that you would not want done to yourself. You know, that's the real golden rule, you know, and how many Christians are really truly applying that when it comes to government? They think government has rights to do harmful behavior to people that other people don't have. And I always ask people like that, well, how did they get that right? How do they have a right that someone else does? Do certain people have magical capabilities? Do they have rights that others do not? You know, and how did they acquire the ability to do that unchallenged or without any, you know, with total impunity, okay, without any consequences to themselves? You know, people believe that wrongdoings can be delegated to other people. And this comes into this whole contradiction when it comes to morality and how religions are allegedly teaching people morality. But I don't really see it personally, because if religions were teaching people morality, you would understand you can't delegate a wrongdoing to any group of people, to another individual or another group of people. If you don't have the right to do something to another person individually, if an individual action is not not moral for an individual, then how could you make it moral for another individual or another group of individuals through writing a law down and saying you're going to delegate this quote-unquote right, which is actually a harmful behavior, you know, to someone else to go out and do? There's no such thing as the delegation of rights. There's no such thing as the delegation of wrongs. Right and wrong exist inherently in nature based on whether the action that was performed in the natural world resulted in harm to another being or whether the action did not result in harm to another being.
And you made such an important point a while ago about if this woman had been abused in a different way by someone else, it wouldn't be tolerated. Let's say her husband just pushed her against a wall. Well, he can end up on a list. He can end up being guilty of domestic violence.
Right.
But here a police officer can shoot the woman and kill her. Now, that didn't happen in this particular situation, but he did say, I'm going to light you up, and then she ended up allegedly committing suicide. We don't know what happened. But, I mean, you're so right about that. That would not be tolerated from anyone else.
Threatened with murder. If I pulled my firearm on someone and told them I'm going to light you up, meaning rain gunfire down upon your body, okay? Imagine how I would be, you know, the repercussions I would face as a result of doing something like that to another human being. And yet, people make excuses for this behavior and say, oh, since she didn't totally comply with the, you know, with our you know, Lord and Master in the form of the police department's orders, then he somehow magically develops the right to do vicious, you know, bodily harm through violence to someone else? No, absolutely not. Imagine if you did that to someone's wife on the street, you know, and their husband happened to be there. You would have to be getting ready to absolutely face physical repercussions, or maybe just with the average person walking down the street who saw that kind of abuse of another human being taking place. And yet we think it's okay. We think they have magically been delegated rights that don't exist for anybody else. People have to understand, when you look at whether an action is a right or not, how you determine it, the best mental exercise to do is you imagine a world where there are only two people in existence on that world. And if the one person is going to take a behavior toward the other person, okay, you look at that scenario where there's only two people involved. Now, if there's no harm that results as a result of the action that is taken by the one person in the other person's, you know, sphere of influence, then that action is a right. If there is harm that results as a direct result of the action that the first person is doing to the second, then that action is not a right. It is a wrongdoing. And that does not change with numbers. That doesn't change as a population grows to 1,000 people or 1,000,000 people or 1,000,000,000 or 1,000,000,000,000. It would not matter how many individuals exist on a world. Individual actions that do not cause harm to another being are rights. Actions that do cause harm are wrongs. You cannot make a right into a wrong. You cannot make a wrong into a right. You cannot delegate rights to people. You cannot delegate wrongs to people. These are illusions. These are belief systems that exist to prop up this notion that government has validity in its claim of authority. Yet people have to realize all that is a claim. And they'll say, well, what you're talking about, Mark, is anarchy. Yes, it is. It absolutely is anarchy. And this is the problem. This is how occult mind control works, ladies and gentlemen. If you hear the word authority and the first word that you associated with in your mind was chaos, you're under mind control. That is mind control. That is a mind control tactic, because the word anarchy does not mean chaos. Never has meant chaos. Doesn't mean chaos now. Never will mean chaos. See, this is where this idea that if there's no ruling class in the form of government, then whatever will we do, because there will be chaos. And that goes back to playing upon that inherent primal fear of chaos manifesting in our lives.
Give me your definition of anarchy.
Yes. So literally, the word anarchy is derived from two Greek root words. The prefix a or an in the Greek language means without or an absence of. when you tack a or an onto an existing word, onto a root word. The root of anarchy is archon. Okay, so an archon is a ruler or a master over another being, meaning that they are a master who rules over a subject or a slave. Literally the definition of an archon. So when we put the prefix a or an in front of archon, it means without a ruler or without a master. The absence of a ruler, the absence of a master over slaves. In other words, the absence of a master and slave relationship. That's all anarchy has ever meant, means now, and all it ever will mean from its absolute etymological breakdown, its original root meaning from the creation of the word, where it came out of. That is what it means. And in a good dictionary, it will tell you that anarchy simply means the absence of a ruler or a master. Now, notice, I never claimed, never made the statement once, that it means the absence of rules, that it means the absence of law. And I don't mean law in the state of man's law. I mean the state of moral law. Moral law is always in effect.
We're going to be back after this three-minute break. Mark Passio is our guest. What on earth is happening, ladies and gentlemen? We are going to open up the phone lines in the next hour, but we're going to continue talking about the rules, regulations, codes, and laws, and how do we say no. Not no, but heck no.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to Power Hour, gentlemen. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. And, you know, we're touching on some subjects today that are really not popular to talk about. A lot of people agree with what we're saying or what Mark Tassio is saying today, but will they come out and will they stand? That's where the problem exists, is we know in our hearts this is wrong. We know that children being taken away from their parents because the father was taking a supplement called MMS is wrong. But where do we get involved in the situation? Where do we take our stand and say, no, you're not going to do this anymore? So this is the conundrum, really, Mark, that we're in now, is where do we go? All these people have been taught to obey orders and do what you're told to do. And I got to say, I was one of the worst, because when I was a nurse and I was told to give the electroshock therapy because it was the only thing that would save their lives, well, guess what? I gave electroshock. I burned up people's brains because I was told that that was a good thing to do and that I should do that. And lo and behold, you know, I have all this karma from what I did because I was following orders, but they made me feel so important. Wow, this is a job that only you can do, Joyce. And so, lo and behold, I did the job. So, you know, people come too a little bit later, but sometimes it's too late and the damage is done.
You know, people are living in such fear of scarcity, and the monetary system has a lot to do with maintaining that mindset. A lot of people go along to get along because they want the comfort level that comes with the money that they receive for the performance of their job. You know, that's a big motivating factor, a big motivating influence. And again, it goes back to, which master do you serve? You know, and when I say no masters, no rulers, and then come out with a statement like, which master do you serve? You know, I'm not an atheist. I believe in a higher power of creation that exists in the universe and that has put the laws of the universe into effect. Again, both physical laws and non-physical or spiritual laws. I may not look at God as other people look at God, okay? I may not have a religion in the conventional sense of the term, but I believe that there is a higher power in existence in creation which has set the laws of the universe into motion. And we are a part of the universe, and we are governed by that natural law. We are governed by that cosmic spiritual law. Our behaviors have consequences to them. We can act of our own free will volition, but not without consequence. See, that's how the universe works. It's a dynamic interplay between free will and cosmic law. We have the free will to act either in accordance with cosmic law or to attempt to break cosmic law. And if we attempt to break it, there will be consequences for breaking it. This is what I call the law of freedom. Okay, so when I say which master are you going to serve, you can either serve the man's law system, okay, the monetary system as well, because that's all tied together. If people don't understand how these two pillars of this control system, you know, how they work together to keep people under control, they haven't even understood the very first level of the awakening process, let alone the occult level, the hidden knowledge that is about how the human psyche works, how mind control works, how consciousness operates, how our hidden drives and motivations operate, and how the laws of morality operate in conjunction with our free will. You know, we have the right to choose. We have the responsibility to choose between right and wrong behavior. That's what conscience is all about. It's about the knowledge of the difference between right and wrong. And we're gifted with the free will to choose right action over wrong action. This starts with conscious parenting, which is another huge solution that we can talk about.
And I think that at this point, people are desperate to find a solution to keep it from continuing down the path that is going now, because it is absolutely out of control, is all I can say. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Stay tuned. Mark Tassio is my guest. Joyce Riley.